Really thank God that every time when I sing this hymn, I really feel joyful. When we believe in Jesus, we need to live a life of joy. Especially once we have come to realization of His truth. And we're willing to observe and keep it. Our hearts shall be filled with joy. So this spiritual convocation, I'll be sharing with you the topic of the kingdom of God. So that's why this session I'd like to utilize the parable of the kingdom of God as our conclusion. So that each one of us might have a deeper understanding towards the mystery that lies within it. And of course, Jesus first proclaimed the kingdom of God. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, the prophets in the Old Testament, many of them has prophesied regarding the revelation of God's kingdom. And of course, all these prophecies regarding the end times refer to Jesus Christ. So whatever Jesus did or said,
然后圣经就说啊, 这是要应验啊,
you will find recording of Holy Spirit saying that this is to testify or to prove so and so.
所以耶稣不来的话,
so if Jesus did not come today, we'll never understand fully what the Old Testament is about. Then we have no part with it.
但是耶稣一来的话,
but now Jesus has already came. The Old Testament, the mysteries within it, one by one, they were revealed. That's why Revelation
tells us.
There are many seals.
那到底是有谁有资格来解开这个印呢?
So who has the authority and power to open the seals?
全世界上最有智慧的人也没有办法.
Even the most knowledgeable person in this world cannot.
最后全世界的人也没有办法解开这个印.
The most powerful person cannot open them either.
最虔诚的人也没有办法解开这个印.
The most sincere and devout person in this world cannot. Only Jesus Christ himself can.
那为什么呢?
Why is that?
其实他一来的话, 圣经一直记载说, 他所说的话, 他所做的事情, 就是为了要应验以前先知所讲的话。
Because since Jesus was preaching on this world, you will see the Holy Spirit testifying that whatever he did and said was to prove whatever was prophesied before. Then you refer back to the Old Testament.
那我们就明白了,
then you will realize
that
the reason why Jesus came to preach,
他传起道了说,
he preached by saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Ever since that point on, the mystery of the kingdom of God has been preached.
刚开始讲到那神的道天国的福音是什么?
Now initially, what was his kingdom or this kingdom of heaven that he was referring to?
神国的奥秘是不是好像我们所想象的非常的深大，是永远让人家不能够了解的呢?
Now is this mystery so profound to the point that no one can understand?
我们请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, let's read verse 1.
耶稣既然说天国近了，那他必须要说明天国到底是什么。
So since he said the heavenly kingdom is near, he needs to describe what exactly is this kingdom of God.
第五章第一节,
5 verse 1.
耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前。第二，他就开口教训他们说，我们先请看到这里，他就开口教训他们说。
Then right here says, he opened his mouth and taught them, saying,
那么大家请看马太福音。 马太福音13章,
let's turn to Matthew 13,
35节,
verse 35,
34节,
let's start from 34,
马太福音13章34节,
Matthew 13, verse
34, 这都是耶稣用比喻对众人所说的话, 若不用比喻就不对他们说什么, 35,
35,
这是要应验先知的话说啊, 我要开口用比喻, 把创世, 把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。耶稣呢开口就是我，就指着以后的耶稣啊。
Jesus I, which refers to the Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣要开口用比喻把创世以来所隐藏的奥秘发明出来，再表明出来。
Which means Jesus will open his mouth to reveal the secret that has been kept from the foundation of the world.
那我们再看回来马太福音第五章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 6.
他就开口教训他们说。
So he opened his mouth and taught them, saying,
所以耶稣一开口教训众人，那个开口他就说什么。
So as soon as Jesus opened his mouth, what did he say?
他要把创世以来所隐藏的奥秘呢，给阐明出来。
He wanted to reveal the secret that has been kept from the foundation of the world.
那我们再看他的内容是什么。
And let's look at what he said.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
第五章第三节。
5:3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
啊，第四。
Four.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。第五。
Five.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。第六。
Six.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。第七。
Seven.
连续的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。第八。
Eight.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。第九。
Nine.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。第十。
Ten.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。你看，第一个福啊。都是亲身的人有福了。
So he began by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
那天国是他们的。
For there is the kingdom of heaven.
说天国已经实现了。
So now you see the revelation of kingdom.
你看，凡是谦虚的人，
都可以得到天国。They can receive the kingdom.
因为耶稣很清楚说啊，天国是他们的。
Because it says very clearly, you shall obtain this kingdom of heaven.
耶稣不会骗人呢。
Jesus will not lie.
凡是谦虚的人。
Those who are humble.
他们就很自然的会来接受耶稣的道理啊。
Very natural, they will draw closer to God.
耶稣讲的，他们就会接受。
So they will accept whatever Jesus said.
也是天国是他们的。
Therefore, they obtain this kingdom of heaven.
到第十。
Verse 10.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted by righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个就是天国福音的内容。
So this is the content of the kingdom of heaven.
那天国福音的内容是跟那个心理的状态有关系的。
The heavenly kingdom has the right relationship with what we have in our hearts.
虚心哀痛，这是一个心理的状态。
So being humble or meek, it's a state of mind.
那心理的状态就是我们怎么想。
Our state of mind refers to how we think.
虚心的话，他所做出来的事情啊，就是很温柔。
Today, if you are meek or humble at heart, you will be very gentle.
他会听别人的。
You are willing to listen or hear others' words.
温柔也是心里的一个状态。
Gentleness is also the action come from your heart.
所以耶稣为什么说神的国在哪里？
That's why Jesus said, "There is the kingdom of God."
神的国就在你们心里。
Where is the kingdom of God? It's in your heart.
因为这就是一个心理的状态。
For all these refers to a state of mind.
我们说啊，神的国啊，在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
We emphasize that the kingdom of God dwells on peace, joy, and happiness.
那这些都是心理的状态。
All these are referring to your state of mind.
所以总括起来说啊，耶稣所讲的这个登山宝训，就是天国的福音呢。
So in conclusion, the Sermon on the Mount can be compared to the sermon regarding the kingdom of God.
所以主要说跟一个少年人说啊，您离神国是不远的。
So that's why one day Jesus told a young man, "You are not very far away from the kingdom."
你只要按照这个去做的话，你就可以得到神的国。
If you follow do so and so, you will be entering.
所以神的国并不是很远。
So God's kingdom is not far.
神的奥秘也不是让我们好像哇非常的深奥。
His mystery is not so profound to the point it's not.
耶稣来啊，要把这个传给大家，连那些贫穷的人啊，传给那些瞎眼的人。
When Jesus came, he preached to的 blind and the poor.
太深奥的话，神够了解。
If it's too profound, who can understand?
没有人能够了解。
Nobody can.
所以使徒们他把这个信息啊传给使徒。
Therefore, he preached to the disciples.
传给他的门徒要相信的人。
To his apostles and those who believed in him.
啊，那些人呢？主耶稣要升天以前，主耶稣就告诉他们。
And right before he ascended, he instructed this group of people.
你们要出去啊，往普天下传福音。
That you should go till the end of the earth.
传神国的福音。
To preach the gospel.
所以那个神国的福音是什么
？So what is this gospel of the kingdom?
就是这边所记载的。
It's what's recorded over here.
我真的主耶稣啊，在加强主耶稣要升天以前，要用40天之久，再跟门徒讲说神国的福音。
That's why you can see before Jesus ascended to heaven, he spent about 40 days to emphasize and reiterate the kingdom and the news regarding it.
我们请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Book of Acts chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他受害之后用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。四十天长的是很长的一个时间呢。
So 40 days is actually not a short period of time.
我们来看看啊，假设一个讲习会40天可以讲很多道理啊。
Let's think about this. If you hold a seminar for 40 days, we can share many truths.
他们一定是从早上起来就在讲啊。
Of course, they start from the morning.
讲到晚上啊。
Till dawn.
然后睡觉隔天再讲啊。
They go to sleep and then tomorrow they will continue.
除了安息日要守安息日以外呢，我看天天讲啊。
Besides Sabbath, I think they have seminar every day.
我们这个神国的奥秘啊，神国的这个比喻啊，七个小时讲完的。
So I only took 7 hours and I already finished my sharing of the kingdom of God.
我这次要做总结啊。
And now I will.
为什么赶快总结呢？
Why does that reach conclusion?
不总结的话，接下来没有子弹了，无话可说了。我不知道讲什么。
Because if I don't conclude, I have nothing else to share.
但你看主的书啊，他四十天呢，一直讲神国的事情，讲不完呢。
But look at Jesus. He took him 40 days sharing about kingdom of God.
他在这段期间所讲神国的道理，为什么啊？为什么那些门徒们彼得？雅各、约翰那些使徒们，甚至保罗，你要把这份这一阵子所讲的记录下来。
Then why is it that whatever they talked about, discussed in this 40 period of 40 days was not recorded?
这一段算是遗言呢
？Because these are mysteries.
遗言呢、啊，这个 will.
Will or eulogy.、啊、
很重要啊。
It's very important.
比如说，一个人要死亡以前，他对子女交代事情，这很重要吧。
For example, if a person was about to die, his death will be very, very important. Something has to be remembered forever.
我妈妈要过世以前
I remember before my mom was about to leave this world.
她在病床上，她知道她已经要过世了。
When she was on her deathbed, she knew her time has come.
那天我弟弟陪她在医院。
I remember that day my brother was with her in the hospital.
然后她告诉我弟弟。
So she told him.
她说我快要离开世间了。
My time has come.
那你们子女都对我很孝顺。
And you as children, you have been very filial to me.
孩子啊，你们都对我很孝顺啊。
And all of you has been very filial and obedient.
那愿神祝福你们。
And may the Lord bless you all.
这个话这很清楚啊。
And of course, that was nice and clear.
这个很重要啊。
Very important.
不管是要死的，他的遗言啊，都对我们来讲是很重要。
Because right before a person was about to leave, whatever he or she says is very important.
不会忘记的。
You will not forget for the rest of your life.
主耶稣这段时间所讲的道理。
So whatever Jesus shared with them at this period of time,
圣经怎么没有记载
？How come the Bible never recorded?
所以到底他讲神国的事是什么
？So what is it that he talked about pertaining to the kingdom of God?
神国是一定要回到马太福音第五章登山宝训那一些道理吗
？Now if you go back to Matthew chapter 5 on the Mount Sermon, this is what he said.
那神国道理并不是很深奥了。
So the kingdom of God, the truth pertaining to it is not so profound.
只是我们愿不愿意去做而已。
The truth, the question lies whether or not we're willing to do it.
所以使徒们呢，他们以后再继续传扬神国的事，神国的道理。
That's why the apostles carry on the mission of carrying, preaching.
他们不讲别的。
They do not talk about anything else.
我们再请看《使徒行传》二十八章。
Turn to Acts chapter 28.
二十八章。
Acts chapter 28,
28章23节
Chapter 28 verse 23
他们和保罗约定了日子就有许多人到他的寓处来保罗从早到晚对他们讲论这是证明神国的道引用摩西的律法和先知的书以耶稣的事劝勉他们保罗他甚至都已经是被起诉的人呢
Right here, we can see that even Paul received such of the same revelation.
他并没有为自己辩白啊。
He didn't speak up for himself.
他那个时候还是在讲神国的道。
But rather, he spoke about the kingdom of heaven.
从早到晚呢。
From morning till dawn.
讲什么
？What did he talk about？
就讲那个天国的福音呢。
He talks about the good news regarding God's kingdom.
因为这个天国的福音能够改变人的心呢。
Because such news will change your heart.
这个天国福音能够改造人。
Because such news will bring transformation.
没有办法能够改造人。
There's no other ways to transform.
教育并不能够改造一个人。
Education will not transform a person.
只有神的福音才能够改造一个人。
Only the good news of God will.
所以耶稣所讲的比喻也是能够改造一个人。
That's why all these parables Jesus has given can also transform a person.
耶稣他要阐明神国的事情。
That's why he wants to reveal and show the matters regarding God's kingdom.
所谓的奥秘是对旧约时代他们来讲是很奥秘啊。
Whatever we say mystery, this is regarding mysterious things to the Old Testament.
但是呢，保罗他深入基督的奥秘呢。
But Paul understood deeply the mystery of God. 因为耶稣来已经把这个奥秘解开
了。
For when Jesus came, he has already revealed this mystery.
他所说的话，他所做的事情，就是要应验以前旧约时代先知所说的话。
Whatever he said and done was to fulfill whatever was prophesied by the prophet.
所以保罗他因摩西的律法和先知的书啊，以耶稣的事来勉励他们。
That's why oftentimes when Paul preached, he was called.From Moses' book and the prophecies from the prophet.
So, 我们今天所讲到的内容啊,
so the words we preach today,
其实你不管题目怎么样,
it doesn't matter what the topic is,
都是离不开耶稣福音的道理啊,
we will somehow relate back to Jesus.
你知道怎么讲的是, 我们要谦虚,
because at the end we need to be humble.
你知道怎么讲的是, 我们使人和睦,
sometimes we talk about how we can have harmony among
men. 你知道怎么讲的是, 我们要为了神国的道理而牺牲,
we talk about how we can sacrifice for the kingdom of God.
你知道怎么讲是讲到神国的公义
We share how we can have this righteousness.
也是讲到神国里面有平安
We talk about how we can obtain peace.
也是讲到神国里面有喜乐
How we can have this joy.
所以是值得让大家来追求的
So this is something we should pursue after.
我们再看使徒行传28章的31节
Turn to the same chapter, chapter 28, verse 31.
放胆传讲神国的道将主耶稣基督的事教导人
Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidden him.
所以使徒行传就变成以神国的道开始。
So you can see the beginning of Acts began with the kingdom of God.
以神国的道结束。
It ended with the kingdom of God.
所以这一段就是整个当时使徒教会的历史。
So this is the history of the apostolic church.
他们做些什么事情
？So what did they do?
他们就在传讲神国的福音呢。
They were preaching the good news or the gospel regarding the kingdom of God.Because this is what God told.
他们都听明白的。
They understood.
听不明白怎么能够去传呢、啊？传什么
？How can they preach if they not understand?
所以
你们
是听明白了。
So they heard and they understood.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说：“你们听明白了吗
？”Therefore, Jesus once asked them, "Do you understand what you have heard?"
他们说明白。
They said, "Yes, we do."
所以我们是要听明白呀、啊。
So today we must understand too.
听不明白怎么能够去传
？Without understanding, how can we preach?
那今天怎么能够明白神？我的道理。
So today, how can we understand the mystery of God?
我们主要去做，让你能够明白啊。
We have to do it to understand.
我们很多字啊，我们很深奥，我们不能够了解。
Now there are many truths that's very profound that we cannot understand.
很难去解释。
Very difficult to explain.
比如说爱。
For example,
什么叫爱
what ？Love. What is love?
什么叫喜乐
？What is joy?
除非你真正有体验。
Unless you truly have experience.
你爱别人，你被爱。
You have love or be loved.
你去访问信徒。
When you go visit.
你被信徒爱心接待。
You receive them by your love.
有一个信徒啊，啊，他车子坏了。
There was a member one day, his car broke down.
他就叫另外一个信徒去啊，那个信徒会修理车子，就请他去帮他看车子。
So he called another member who happens to know how to fix the car to come and check out his car for him.
那个车子啊是停在外面的。
And the car was parked outside.
那天温度是这个100多度啊。
It was 100 degrees.
100度啊。
Outside.
很热了、啊、这个天气
very very hot day
那个信徒在外面帮那个另外一个信徒、啊、修理车子
so this other member came and fixed a car under this hot weather
外面很热会热死人啊
it was very very hot
那个信徒为什么还冒着那么热的天气帮他修理
now why is it that he still fixed his car regardless of the weather
一个爱心啊一个爱的字
one word love
所以这个时候我们就明白什么叫做爱、啊、
so this is the time we understand what the meaning of love is for he sacrificed
他冒着中暑的危险
He sacrificed himself by being maybe,
So, 什么叫牺牲?
So, what does it mean to sacrifice?
什么叫爱?
What is love?
去体验以后,
Once you've experienced it,
你就知道,哦,什么叫爱的?
You know exactly what it means.
不然为什么我们今天很多我们,啊,教导年轻人,年轻人很难明白道理呢?
Otherwise, sometimes when we teach the young people, it's very difficult for them to relate.
因为假设他老是生活在那个象牙塔里。
Because if today we only live in an ivory palace,
生活在温室里。
We live in a greenhouse.
他们要出去体验人生的人生的道理，他们要出去体验人生的这个冷热温暖呢、啊。
Now, if today we do not go out of our comfort zone, experience what life is really about.
那他不知道，他们要去体验呢、啊。
It's very difficult for us.
所以很多事情我们讲了，他不明白。
That's why when we speak, it has nothing to do with them.
但是我们去做了，我们就能够明白。
But once we practice and we try it, we understand.
所以当时使徒们他们是为了神国道理啊，真是冒生命危险出去传。
That's why you look at the life of the apostles for the sake of the kingdom of God, they risked.Their life to preach.
他们为了所行的道理啊，有的甚至牺牲生命啊。
For the sake of observing and keeping the truth, many of them died for the sake of Christ.
他们都能够明白耶稣在讲什么话。
Because they understood clearly what Jesus said.
他明白耶稣讲的意义是什么。
They understood his meanings.
所以他们才能够传呢。
That's why they were able to preach.
所以你看整部整部的使徒行传都是在传神国的福音。
Now if you look at the whole contents of the book of Acts, it's all about preaching the word.
信的人就能够得到好处啊。
Those who believe will be benefited.
不信的人啊，就要被定罪。
Those who refuse will be condemned.
那这个事情到我们今天来讲也是一样。
The same principle applies to us today.
我们请看启示录。
Turn to Revelation.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章的第一节
Chapter 1 verse 1
启示录第一章第一节耶稣基督的启示啊，就是神赐给他叫他将比较快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者啊，晓谕他的仆人约翰第二
verse 2,
约翰便将神的道宽耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来第三
3
念这书上预言的和那些听见叫遵守其中所记载的都是有福的有点自己进的约翰呢、啊、他说圣灵的感动
Now Elder John was moved by the Holy Spirit
他看到很多的异象
He saw many many visions
要出圣灵告诉他
And a voice came and
told him 你要把所看见的事情都要记录下来
Now you need to record what you have seen
那他说写信呢
Therefore he wrote letters
他说念这书上预言的和那些听见要遵守其中所记载的都是有福的
He says blessed is he who reads and those who hears the words of the prophecy
神的声音啊神的信息啊非常清楚
The voice and the word of God and his message were very very clear
神的信息假如不清楚的话当时门徒们怎么去传福音
Now how could the apostles preach accordingly if the message were not clear
我们有很多人听到神的声音呢、啊
Many of us has heard the voice of God before.
那天有个姐妹她来做见证啊。
We had a sister who just testified.
她在困难的时候。
When she encountered problems.
她祷告神啊。
She prayed to the Lord.
神就出声音告诉她。
God spoke to her.
信息很清楚。
The message was clear.
什么信息？
What kind of message?
祷告多多，恩典多多。
The more you pray, the more blessings you should receive.
请问大家。
So I have a question.
听不懂这句话的请举手。
If you do not understand,
祷告多多恩典多多听不懂请举手
If you do not understand the statement The more you pray the more blessings you receive Please raise your hand
听懂了请举手
Please raise your hand if you do understand
那大家都知道奥秘啊
So every one of you knows the secret 大家都知道
神的事情啊
We all know the kingdom of God
所以神的信息是很清楚的
So his message are very clear
因为这本圣经是为了我们人而写的
For this Bible is written for us
圣经不是为了天使而写的
The Bible is not written for the angels
既然是为了我们人而写的话会让我们明白
Since it's written for man, we need to understand
因为神的话就是生命啊
For the words of God is life
神就要我们照着他的方法去做
Because he taught us to do according to
his will 神让我们得好处
It's for our benefits
所以神的信息啊一定是很清楚
That's why the message of God will be very vivid
当有时候神学家
So some of the theologians
他们会运用很多方法去查考 去研究
They will use many tools and ways to study the words of God
那神学家他们读了很多人文科学
Because theologians they are exposed to a lot of human theories and science
所以他们对圣经看法或许也会不一样
That's why some of them when they look at it they will have a different point of view
而且我们最主要的是要看神怎么说圣经怎么说
But what we look at is what the Bible record and what God said
神国的福音是很简单的
The news regarding God's kingdom is very simple
假如太深奥的话
If it's too profound
你看念这书上预言的和那些听见的遵守其中记载的有福了
like Because he says Blessed is he who reads and hears the words of this prophecy
听是听啊不明白
And now if you hear you do not understand
你对公司的法规不明白怎么去遵守啊
Now today for example If you don't understand the rules and regulations of your company How can you follow
你对公司的规则啊，在这公司规则都是希伯来文。
Now today, if you look at your bylaws, it's written in Hebrew.
还是以前那个古文呢、啊、
？Or some ancient words.
什么器型文字？啊、
some ancient words.
啊，这您怎么了解呢？这几点上班你都不知道啊
？You don't even know what time you should be at work.
你隔天来，你九点到公司上班。
Next morning, you arrive at 9 a.m.
啊，经理说您明天不用来了。
Manager said, "Why don't you just not come tomorrow?"
我九点上班很准时啊。
I say, "I'm on time."
不对啊，我们这个规矩啊，说七点要上班呢、啊，这个 公司的规则说七点上班。
But he points to the bylaw says, I'm sorry, the bylaw says you need to be at 7.
你说你写那个文字我看不懂啊。
Then you complain by saying, how can I
read your life? 我怎么能够遵守您的法规啊？
If I can't understand, how can I observe?
这不是我的错啊。
It's not my fault.
说圣经的道理一样啊。
So the same thing applies to the Bible.
就讲得很深奥。
If it's too profound,
没有一个人能够看得懂。
Nobody can understand.
怎么去遵守啊？
How can we observe it?
你不会遵守不是你的错啊，是因为你看不懂啊。
So if you don't observe because you're not understanding, it's not your fault.
但使徒约翰说啊。
But Apostle John said,
念这书上预言的和那些听见要遵守其中所记载的都有福了。
Blessed is he who reads on those who hears the words of God and prophecy.
听不懂当然就不会去遵守。
If you don't understand, you cannot observe.
你想遵守的话也是无从遵守起的。
Even if you want to, you don't know where to begin.
所以约翰他所写的书信。
So the letters that John wrote,
他们看得懂啊。
They understood.
所以他们要遵守。
Therefore they observed.
为什么他们遵守？
Why did they keep it?
遵守就有福了。
Because if they do so, they will be blessed.
因为约翰他也是讲神国的道理。
For John also spoke the words regarding God's kingdom.
你认真看的话
if you look carefully,
都是神国的福音，都是耶稣所讲的福音的内容啊。
All these are the gospel or the content of it of which Jesus spoke about earlier.
只是说你们要去做的话，会有审判啊。
It says if you don't do so, there will be judgment waiting for you.
因为神的国在乎公义啊。
For the kingdom of God is righteousness.
神国里面是有公义的。
From the kingdom of God, you will find judgment.
我们看耶稣所讲的比喻。
Let's look at the parable Jesus gave.
他讲得很清楚啊。
It's very clear.
啊，神的国是好的。
He said the kingdom of God is good.
这值得大家追求的。
It's something worth pursuing.
但神国里面有秩序啊。
Yeah, there's order within it.
这些不法的人啊，会遭到审判的。
So those unlawful person will go through judgment.
我们看稗子的比喻。
So if you look at the
稗子。
The parable of the tear.
稗子啊，稗子的比喻啊。
The parable of the tear seed.
里面有好的，有麦子是好的。
Now within it, you will find the good and the bad seed.
但是后来就不法的人产生啊。
So that what that means is some unlawful personnel will develop.
那这个不法的人是谁呢
？So who are these unlawful personnel?
就死人跌，耶稣啊，他这里解释说啊，就死人跌倒和作恶的人呢、啊。
So Jesus himself explained, these are the ones that does the evil things in God's eye.
哎，神国里面怎么会出现这些事情啊
？So how can such things happen in the kingdom of God？
但神国里面有公义啊。
Because if within, you will find righteousness。
这些人呢、啊，以后神会找他们算账的。
And all these men will be put through judgment one day。
这些不法的人、使人跌倒的人，在末日时候，天主就把他们捉起来，放在火里烧。
Now all these unlawful personnel will be bound together and put into this internal fire。
我们再看撒网的比喻。
Let's look at the parable of of the sea.
将来天使要把好的啊义人跟坏人呢、啊、分开出来。
The parable of the dragnet, and one day the angels will separate the evil from the righteous.
坏人也是要接受审判的。
The evil will go through judgment.
所以当耶稣在讲到神国的时候
，That's why when Jesus talked about the kingdom of God.
只要这些不法的人掺入的话，不法的人掺入这个神的国里。
Now if there exists all these evils within the kingdom of God.
耶稣的交代的很清楚啊。
Jesus explained very clearly.
我们请看。马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音二十，马太福音二十一章。
Matthew chapter 21.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
三十三。
33.
你们再听一个比喻啊，有个家族栽了一个葡萄园啊，作为。圈上篱笆，里面挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。所以这个比喻里面说，家族就是主耶稣。
It talks about the master or the landowner, which refers to Jesus himself.
所以有时候比喻在讲他自己。
So sometimes he will give a parable regarding himself.
那他要建立神的国度。
Now he is about to establish God's kingdom.
葡萄园很好啊。
Of course, the vineyard is very great.
啊，以前旧约时代啊，说。神要让他们安居乐业，神要让他们舒服的生活都很好吧。
Now in the Old Testament, God has promised that He will give them a very peaceful life.
大家都坐在自己的葡萄园，还有啊无花果树底下。
Every one of them will sit under their fig or vine trees.
啊，这个可以享受啊。
So they can enjoy.
啊，这是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
可是他到国外去以后呢，他都租给人了。
But once this landowner goes afar, he lends it to someone else.
啊，有恶人出现了。
Some evil man appeared.
那恶人出现，主耶稣交代的很清楚，要怎么办呢
？So right here, right before he left, he instructed very clearly what you should do in case the evil man appeared.
我们请看四十节。
Verse 40.
原族来的时候要怎样处置这些原户呢？四十一，他们说要下毒所除灭那些恶人，将葡萄园呢另租给那按时结果子的原户。假若神的国里出现不法的人，
Now if there are wicked men or evil men appear in the kingdom of God，
神的国里面是公义的。
Because within it there is justice and righteousness。
所以耶稣一定会交代的很清楚，怎么处理。
So he will explain very clearly what will happen。
就把这些恶人除灭啊。
Because they will be destroyed。
再看二十二章。
Chapter 22,
第一节
，Verse 1。
耶稣又用比喻对他们说啊，天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去请那些被招的人来赴宴席，他们却不肯。天国好像一个人呐、啊，在为他儿子办宴席。
So kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son.
啊，办宴席很喜乐啊。
Of course, this is a very joyful event.
有人结婚很高兴啊。
We're all very happy when someone is getting married.
可是呢，里面有些不法的人呢、啊。
But if you look careful, there is still unlawful personnel inside.
啊，我们请看十一节。
Verse 11。
王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的。就对他说朋友啊你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢那人无言可答十三于是王对使唤的人说啊捆起他的手脚来把他丢在外边的黑暗里那底下必要哀哭切齿的你看所以这个不法的人啊主耶稣都很清楚交代怎么来处置
So again you will see the clear instructions as to how they should deal with these unlawful personnel
主耶稣不会留下这些不法的人啊让我们来处理啊
Now these men will not be left behind for us to deal with.
所以就变成一个灰色地带，哎，您怎么处理都可以，因为耶稣没有说。
Because it will become a gray area because he never gave a clear instruction.
不会这样子，耶稣交代得很清楚了。
You will not find such incident because every time he will instruct clearly.
那耶稣后来啊要离世以前呢
？Later on, right before he was about to leave this world.
啊，他告诉门徒们一些事情。
He shared with his disciples some truth.
他说：末日啊，你们要小心啊。末日啊，有人要冒着我的名来呀、啊。
He said, "In the end time, you need to be careful, for someone will
preach
in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.'"
所以耶稣是讲得很清楚。
So Jesus said very clearly.
我们请看二十四章。
Turn to 24.
第三节。
24:3.
马太福音二十四章第三。
Matthew 24:3.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说啊，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事呢？啊，你们。你降临和世界末了有什么预兆呢？门徒就问耶稣。
So his disciple asked him.
到底是有什么预兆
？So what are some of the signs?
耶稣讲得很清楚。
Jesus told him very, very clearly.
不是什么奥秘。
It's not a mystery.
他说啊，将来就好像你冒的名来说我是基督啊，并要迷惑许多的人。
He said, "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many."
有打仗的声音。
You hear the wars.
但是不要惊慌。
Do not be afraid.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7。
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这个都是灾难的起头。
For nations will rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places.
啊，听不懂的请举手。
If you do not understand, please raise your hand.
都听懂哈。
Of course, we all do.
好，我们再看二十七节。
Verse 27。
闪电要从东边发出啊，直照到西边。人子降临也是这样。28。
28。
狮所在那里，鹰也必聚在那里。耶稣讲了很多的预兆，很多事情以后。
So after Jesus said and shared with them many signs.
啊、在末世来的以前呢、
right、
会有一些事情发生
these are the things that will occur、
啊、这些都是很普通的事情
all these are very normal things
每个人都很清楚、啊、
so every each one of them understood clearly、
耶稣告诉他们说你们小心要谨慎、哦、
so Jesus told them you need to be vigilant and watchful、
啊、第一个你们不要像他们这样子、啊、
first of all you should not be like them、
啊、像这样子的话会遭到毁灭的、
if you like them you will be destroyed
第二个
Secondly,
假如有人这样子的话，你们不要紧张。
If someone rises in this condition,
因为这是很正常的。
For this is normal.
但是他们会遭受到审判。
But yet they will be condemned.
啊，我讲到这个事情呢，一定会有的。
And whatever I'm telling you will surely happen.
而且说到做到。
And you will come as they come.
让你没有时间准备的。
There's no time for you to prepare.
他说耶稣就说二十七节。
That's why in chapter verse 27 he said.
闪电从东边发出。
The lightning comes from the east.
因为当时呢地震啊饥荒啊有时候地区性的每个国家都会有啊。
And of course, when we talk about these pestilence or famines or earthquakes, it will happen anywhere in the world.
但是以后那个末日真的来到的时候。
But at the very end, when the end days or end times actually come,
是全面性的了。
This is globally.
又快。
It's fast.
你看闪电很快，啪。
Now look at the lightning. It strikes in a short period of time.
很多人在打高尔夫球啊。
If you picture someone playing golf.
我在读者文摘看到一篇报道啊。
One time I read a report in Reader's Digest.
有人三个人呢、啊，好朋友他们在打高尔夫球。
There were three friends, and what happened was one day they were playing golf.
那天呢、啊、天气不好。
And it was a bad weather.
那个高尔夫球的管理员已经警告他们说今天天气不好啊最好是你们回去不要打。
So they have already been warned that the weather is not very well today. Perhaps you should go home.
他们还是照常打。
But they kept on with their games.
好打了以后忽然之间呢真的是打雷了下雨了。
And all of a sudden it started to thunder and it rained.
他们就要赶快跑回来。
So as they were running back,
跑回到那个管理中心呢
into the,
房子里
into the buildings.
跑才跑几步而已啊！
few steps after,
其中有一个人啊，就被雷啊击中了。
One of them was struck down by lightning.
你看他很快，啪，马上就被击中了。
It happened.
你要跑，已经来不及了。
There's no time for you to run away.
你要时间准备的。
No time to prepare.
所以闪电就这样子的。
That's how fast lightning strikes.
所以耶稣用闪电说：“你看，闪电从东边发出到西边呢。”
That's why Jesus utilized lightning. Says it shines from the east to
the west. 从东到西就表示很全面的。
Which means it's going to happen.
没有地方能够逃得过的。
Nowhere you can hide.
你也没有办法准备，因为太快了。
And there's no time for you to prepare.
速度很快，说来就来。
Too fast. It will come at the instant.
所以以后的审判就这样子。
That's how the judgment will
come.
That's how the end is will come.
说来就来，没有办法准备。
It will just come at that instant. There's no time to prepare.
你看911那个两个大楼被炸毁了。
Let's look at September 11, how the Twin Towers was destroyed.
真的没有时间去准备的。
No one thought of it.
怎么想都想不到，说那两辆大楼会被飞机毁灭。
No one would predict that on that certain day those towers will be brought down.
说人子降临也是这样子的。
That's how it is when the man.
因为跟耶稣所说的道理一样啊，这个什么时候来不知道吧，你们也不知道。
Just like the words of God said, when God comes, no one will know.
说来就来。
It will come at that instant.
在二十八节。
Verse 28.
尸着在那里，鹰也必聚在那里。
Wherever the carcasses is, the eagles will also gather there.
当然，耶稣讲了末世的情形以后。
And of course, after you talked about what happened at the end days.
那可能有人说，哎，真的吗
？Some.My say, is it really true?
有那么可怕吗?
Is it really that dreadful?
你看现在都还很好啊。
Look at our weather today, it's very nice.
在我们村庄里也没有战争的事情啊。
Look at my town, there is no sign of wars.
在我们村庄里也没有饥荒啊。
Look at my city, there is no famine.
我们这个地方也没有发生过地震啊。
Right here, we have never encountered earthquake.
啊，从我小时候，从我懂事开始到现在，没有地震过啊。
Ever since I was young, I have never encountered any earthquakes.
但是耶稣说啊，一定会有这个事情。
But Jesus said, "It will surely come."
所以耶稣就用一个啊谚语呀、啊，告诉他们。
That's why he utilized this phrase to tell them.
这个是旧约时代一个谚语呀、啊。
Now this is a prophecy in the Old Testament.
尸所在哪里，鹰也必聚在那里。
Wherever the carcasses is, there the eagles will also gather.
这在约伯记里面有记载呀、啊。
This is recorded in Book of Job.
尸所呀，鹰啊是吃尸所的。
Of course, we know these vultures. They feed on dead carcasses.
啊，这次我去非洲啊，有个机会啊，看到那些很多的秃鹰啊。
Now this time when I visited Africa, I actually had the chance to see a lot of the vultures.
哦、那个秃鹰的翅膀啊很大。
If they open up their wings, the diameter is quite wide.
很多只啊。
There were many of them.
啊，他们下来吃东西。
They come down to eat.
啊，他们吃什么东西我看不清楚啊，因为我。
Even though I couldn't see what they were eating.
那个照相。
But I took pictures.
那东西有东西吃的，他们就一定会聚在那里的。
But one thing that's true is they will always gather wherever there's food.
因为他们要生活啊。
Because they need to live.
他们就找食物。
They scout around looking for food.
那当时没有说现在啊，我吃不完了就倒掉。
Of course, not like today. We just put the food on the side.
当时人没有得吃啊，就很节省的。
Back then, they don't have food to eat, so they are very conserved.
好像在贫穷的国家，什么东西都吃得很干净啊。
Just like a third world country, you will never find any leftovers.
连骨头们都连不能吃的，就放到外面很硬啊，谁都吃得下骨头啊。
Even for us today, we don't eat the hard bones.
他们也全部把骨头吃进去了。
They will eat up all the bones.
盘子空空的。
They will leave the plates always empty.
赶快替他祷告说神啊，让他这个 这个胃啊，不要被那些硬的骨头啊吃伤了。
Whenever I see that, I have to pray for them so their stomach will not be harmed by the bones.
所以当时人们都很节俭的，生活环境不好啊。
So we can see that people back then are very conservative. They will keep everything they have.
所以因此啊，吃尸首啊。
Therefore, they leave the vultures with one thing. They eat, dead animals.
所以尸首在那里阴啊，一定会在那里吃它嘛。
So wherever the bodies are, wherever the dead bodies are, there they will also gather to feed on.
所以一定会有这个事情。
So this is something that will occur.
当有的神学家就把它解释成为什么尸所啊，尸所就是指为反正教会我记不太清楚啊，什么教会啊，应该是指的谁啊
？So of course, some of the theologians will refer this carcass onto something else.
当时的人很单纯啊，主耶稣讲的话就是这样子啊。
So we can see that the people back then are very simple-minded. They just observe and listen to whatever Jesus said.
他们就说啊，这个是主耶稣就是讲说啊，一定会有这个事情的意思。
Because they know that these things will happen one day.
所以使徒约翰他所讲的预言
So the prophecies that John gave
那当时的人都很清楚啊
It's very clear to the people back then
当讲到审判的时候
Whenever he came upon this topic judgment
大家都被吓倒了
Everyone was extremely afraid
如果审判就那么可怕
If indeed judgment will be that dreadful
你怕不怕
Are you afraid?
当时我也会害怕
Of course I myself included
那怕要怎么办
What do you do if you're afraid?
要敬畏神啊
Of course, you need to fear the Lord.
你要守神的道理啊。
You have to keep His commandments.
要守神的道理，你就会不啊不接受这些审判呢、啊。
If you keep His commandments, you will keep yourself away from judgment.
啊，守道理就不会被丢到黑暗里去呀、啊。
If you keep His words, you will not be thrown into darkness.
不然那个审判是很可怕的。
Otherwise, judgment is indeed very dreadful.
所以约翰他所看的这些异象。
So all these visions that Elder John saw.
他告诉信徒。
He shared with them to the members.
说你们要读这个预言书啊。
He said you need to read this book of prophecy.
这事情都是为耶稣做见证的。
Because all these were written to testify for the Lord.
这个神国福音里面的一部分呢、啊。
This is part of the gospel regarding kingdom of God.
这个事情也是要补充啊，耶稣以前所讲过道理的、啊。
All these serve as a supplement of what Jesus preached.
只是为耶稣做的，为以前耶稣所讲的道理做见证的、啊。
Now all these serve as a testimony for what Jesus preached.
说这些不是新道理。
So all these are not new to you.
只是说以不一样的方式来表达而已。
But yet we want to expose them to you in a different way.
但是他精神都是一样的。
But the spirit is the same.
我们再请看启示录。
Turn back to Revelation.
启示录二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。我向一切听见这书上预言书的作见证啊！若有人在这书上预言加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。所以可见呢、啊，当时的预言就是有灾祸。
So right here we can see, one of the prophecies that he gave was there will be wars.
那灾祸就这样降临到那些不法人的身上。
And all these wars will be descended onto.All these unlawful personnel.
啊，作恶的人的身上。
Those evil doers.
啊，假设有人在这个预言上加添什么
？Now, if anyone adds things unto these,
这个里面所写的灾祸啊，就会降到他们身上。
God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book.
十九节，这书上的预言呐、啊，若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城啊删去他的份。二十。
Twenty.
证明这事的时候啊，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。二十一。
21.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。阿门。这个就是神国的奥秘。
So this is the mystery of God's kingdom.
那神国的奥秘到此结束。
It concludes right here.
阿门。
Amen.
愿神与大家同在。
May the Lord be with you all.
哈利路亚。阿门。一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.